Well, a Kaufman police officer, it appears, was trying to do the nice thing. And he got in trouble. He got in trouble. So let's go over the story, and you tell me if you think that he deserved this. So Walmart calls the cops out in Kaufman, and they say, you need to show up. We have someone who is stealing stuff. So the theft was called in, and they send the cops out there to the local Walmart. The Kaufman police officer confronted the man who, according to the store, had stolen a turkey leg and a Gatorade.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like he was being too greedy.
The cop's name is Sergeant Nick Stevens. And Stevens met with the suspect, who said that he stole the food and the drink because he was hungry and he hadn't eaten in 2 days. Sergeant Stevens, or Sergeant Nick, depending on how you like to refer to your cops as, let the man off with a warning and gave him money and said, next time you buy your food. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Good dude.
The Walmart, though, insisted on pressing charges. And when the victim of a crime wants to press charges, police are obligated to do so. And the father was, the police officer was...
powerless.
Yeah. And he got taken off duty because he would not arrest the shoplifting suspect. So, yeah.
Wow.
Now, the Kaufman Police Department are saying that this is what they say. The Kaufman Police Department is aware of a Facebook post because the guy's daughter, Kelsey Stevens, the sergeant's daughter, posted this on Facebook. She said, update, a petition has been made. It is also public on my page. So please, please, please sign and share. My father is a police sergeant. For Kaufman, today a young man stole a turkey leg and a Gatorade because he had not eaten in 2 days. My dad refused to arrest him and instead gave him $20 to go buy food instead of stealing. Now the police department has taken his badge, gun, and suspended him from the police force for refusing to arrest the man. This is injustice for a man who is trying to be a good person and a police officer. Justice for my father. They say the following. The Kaufman Police Department is aware of a Facebook post that's going around stating that we have suspended or fired one of our sergeants because he did not arrest a shoplifting suspect who stole food because he was hungry. They didn't use the term yummy food, just food. These statements are false. While we did have an officer respond to a reported shoplifting incident at a local business involving a subject stealing food, the actions being taken by this department did not involve punishing anyone for the failure to arrest the suspect. There is currently an internal investigation in progress regarding one of our employees for actions that took place at our police department at a later time.
Did they elaborate?
No.
What's the speculation?
Don't know.
Want to make some stuff up?
As the top journalist in this market... No, I don't.
Oh, just because you saw that documentary.
For one who seeks the truth. Even if sometimes...
deal in truth.
Even if sometimes, Mike, the truth is inconvenient.
You're going to seek the truth. You got to deal in the truth and only the truth.
Did you hear that, Danny?
This is the ticket.
Where we always deal in the truth.
Not the post.
Well, maybe we should be a little more like the post.
Okay, and enjoy your 1.3 ratings.
So we'll see where this goes. Pretty odd.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
This story will go national, though, right?
If it's true, yes. If that side of it's true, that he was
suspended. Truly refused to give... or to arrest the man,
yeah,
and gave him money for food.
This will go national.
Yeah, yes. It will. It will.
They'll be talking about it on CNN and headline news.
Oh, they'll be talking about it on local news across the country.
I have a question.
Because this is the perfect story for those talking heads to cheese out on.
I don't do a lot of my shopping at the old Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Really? When's the last time you were in one? Ever?
Have you ever been in one?
He's never been in a Walmart.
What?
Oh, my God.
Man, I go to the one up there on Central all the time.
The neighborhood market?
Yeah.
Not a Walmart. Doesn't count.
It's North Park or nothing for Corby.
I just don't go to any of these.
Walmart?
Dude, no. You want to go to a Walmart? Come hang with me at St. Francis and 30 on a Sunday afternoon, pal.
Yeah.
That's a Walmart.
He's right.
No, no. That's a Walmart, too. The neighborhood market up there.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's a grocery store.
The neighborhood market in Uptown is not a Walmart.
Okay. The neighborhood market at Hall and Central on the west side.
And what does it say?
It says
Walmart.
Yeah, brand.
Walmart is Walmart.
No, it's not. Neighborhood market, grocery store for the affluent.
Have you ever been to a Walmart?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't believe you.
Which one?
Let's see. I don't know right now.
Oh, my God.
He's never been to a real one.
Yeah, I have.
All right,
of course I have.
I have been to one. I went to the one on Forest for something that my wife bought that I went to return.
That's a neighborhood market, too, isn't it?
That's a huge
Walmart. No, that's a Walmart.
Yeah, that's not a neighborhood market. Look, your little frou-frou neighborhood market does not count.
No, that is a grocery store.
If it says Walmart, it counts.
Okay.
That's how proud he is, too. You're basically going into Central Market. That's what that's the equivalent of that.
No, not exactly.
But no, I've never purchased anything in there.
You're amazing. Amazing.
But I've been to Target about a million times.
Doesn't count.
Why not?
Not the same.
No, they're not the same.
How?
Because Target is for white people.
No, it's not. God. My African-American brothers and my Hispano friends...
You don't have either one. And don't say Donovan.
Why not?
And give Whitey a choice of going to Target or Walmart with everything else equal. He will take Target every time.
Okay, but why? Because the selection's better? I mean, why would Whitey take Target? Why are you saying this?
He just feels more comfortable in Target.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I'm not saying it's bad or good or what. It's just the way it is.
Okay. Target is a mainstay, but not Walmart. No.
He's scared of Walmart.
No, I just don't like... Look, Walmart has...
You just don't like what?
Walmart has ruined small towns.
So you don't like Walmart because now all of a sudden you care about small towns.
Taking a stand.
Yeah.
Now it's a matter of principle.
Yeah, we've talked about this a ton. They've taken out so many ma and pa type shops across the country. And no, I will not support
them. And now
them.
All of a sudden he's interested in that.
Yeah, I've always been interested in that.
Boy, I bet if they had a sale on tennis balls, he'd be there.
Do they have tennis balls there?
Yeah, they do have tennis balls there, Corby.
Okay.
Because tennis is for everyone. Too.
They have golf balls there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And guns. You want a gun?
No. To shoot my tennis balls?
He's been to Walmart once to return something his wife bought. She's got the balls to shop at Walmart, and you don't.
It's not balls. You act like that I'm this great shopper. You know me. What would I go in there for?
Tennis balls?
Obviously nothing.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to hear about it. Neighborhood market, you fraud.
That is pretty fraudulent.
You are. You're a fraud. You're a Walmart fraud.
Well, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
No,
you tried to insert yourself into the conversation by saying, I shop at Walmart.
They're all the time.
That's right.
The neighborhood
because it
market
says Walmart
in
on the
Uptown.
Front.
Okay.
It is Walmart.
Such a fraud. Walmart my ass.
Yeah, it's Walmart. Damn right it is.
You need to grow up.
You need to throw up.
Wow.
I don't understand that.
Boom.
You just got crushed.
There's going to be a bowling alley. Danny sent me this story, headed to Deep Elms. A 23,000 square foot entertainment con. Boy, I am really anxious to see if this thing's going to work.
Me too.
This is going to be where the Copper Tank Brewery used to be.
And that thing was massive.
I can't believe I used to go to that thing.
I used to walk by it.
The beer in there was so bad.
Yes.
What you get for drinking beer that comes from a place with tanks in it?
Well,
where do you think beer comes from anyway? All these craft breweries that you guys are paid to go to remotes on.
Yeah,
you know what those are? Tanks.
They all come from tanks. Every beer that you've ever had comes from a tank.
Yeah, but in those, you don't see the tank.
Yes, you do. Oak Highlands, tanks.
Everywhere.
They're right there.
Yeah.
You love that place, don't you?
Yeah. You need to lay off the tank over there, Walmart.
Your Walmart.
That's a good one, too.
He's on a roll.
Look, I'm not taking anything.
All right, so this thing is going to be a bowling alley, a restaurant, a full kitchen, full bar, eight bowling lanes, two karaoke rooms, a bocce court, two virtual reality rooms, and maybe a rooftop deck. Yuck.
What about an escape room?
Why not?
It's called the exit door.
What are they doing?
They're gentrifying Deep Elm.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to turn it into Uptown.
Is there a type of place like this in Uptown?
Let's see. Well, there's one. There's one over there in that Park Central Shopping Center. There's a boutique bowling alley / craft beer / restaurant joint. There's Bowl Lounge over
there. Bowl Lounge in the Design District.
The Design District. So, yeah, these aren't uncommon.
And this is a chain.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big chain.
This is a big a land for the new ownership group that bought out a lot of 42 Deep's properties.
It's called Punch Bowl Social. They have locations in Austin, Portland, Minneapolis, Detroit, Cleveland. They're moving to Chicago, Atlanta, San Diego, and Brooklyn, Jake, in the near future. Wow. There's no way. I shouldn't say no way.
Don't be surprised if it works.
I won't spend 1 minute in that joint.
Look, I love bowling, but bocce court, karaoke rooms, virtual reality rooms. What is this?
You think it'll be real affordable to bowl there?
No. No, I do not.
You think it'll be the same price on like a Wednesday happy hour night at the AMF on Northwest Highway in Garland?
You know, any of these boutique bowl places, though.
It's expensive.
All of them are. Whether it's Bowl Lounge, whether it's what's the one that's there in off Central and Northwest Highway right there?
Park,
yeah. What is that?
Bowl and Barrel?
Bowl and Barrel,
like,
yeah.
That.
God, mm-hmm. Man. You go bowl there for an hour and it's
a lot of money.
Yes, it's so expensive. That's the thing. Unless you have one of these old school bowling alleys that has like 50 lanes. If you have like an 8-lane bowling alley like this is, or a 10-lane bowling alley, dude, they charge out the wazoo.
Well, they have to because, excuse me, those lanes take up so much square footage that you're paying for. And you have to look at the square footage and go, okay, I've got to take in X amount of dollars per square foot. And that's how they've got to make it up. I mean, that's just essentially it's unused square footage because people can't fill it up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes.
Can't fill it up with patrons.
And I enjoy Bowl Lounge. Like, that's a fun place.
I love that place, man.
There's always a long wait to get in. That kind of sucks.
Place is cool, though.
Yeah, it is. They did a really good job with it. Have you been in there, Walmart?
No, his
name's not Walmart.
His name's Neighborhood Market. Walmart.
No, I haven't.
I want your nickname to be Walmart. I have a feeling it will be about like the time we tried to re-nickname the hammer Mr. Beef.
That's right. I'm not Mr. Beef.
It lasted for about a week and it was fun.
Yeah, it was. Because it made him mad.
Hey, Mr. Beef. Mr. Beef. Wasn't it the name of like a burger place back in Dallas?
It was a place in Fort Worth. It was like an Arby's knockoff.
Yeah,
and I don't know if Mr. Beef is still around, but like the sign, it was a neon sign of a cow. That's all it was. Like an outline of a cow, and then above it, it just said Mr. Beef. And we would go there sometimes after church.
I'm not Mr. Beef.
What do you say there, Walmart? That's what happens when you're so proud of going there. That's now you're going to have to eat that up.
I'm proud of going there.
Oh, yeah. I live there, man. Well, anyway, good luck to your Punch Bowl social. When is that supposed to open, Danny?
I don't know. I just sent you the article. I didn't read it.
2018. All right.
It's next year.
Have fun.
Oh, have fun with your bowling. All right, we got to go.